everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Our Personal Care Applications Manager. And today we are talking about formulation number 1063, the 90% bio-based shampoo. And this is part of a high bio-based kit, correct, Molly?
That's right, yes. We did four formulations that were 90% or higher bio-based. So we sent those out to an independent lab for the carbon testing. And this one came back as 90% bio-based.
Can you describe a little bit about the process of putting this formulation together?
Yeah, definitely. So this one's very easy to put together. It can be done cold process.
Okay.
We're using a blend, the Colodet Cocoa, that allows for it to be a cold process. It's a combination of, surfactants. The primary anionic is the sodium cocoa sulfate in that mm-hmm. blend. That's doing the bulk of the cleansing and the foaming.
Yeah.
And typically that sodium cocoa sulfate comes as a solid. We have it in a needle form.
Okay.
It requires heating of the batch to, 60 C or higher to incorporate. But
yeah.
Having it in this blend allows it to be added without heating the entire batch.
Okay.
And then you're also nice. Adding the sultane in the same step. So it speeds up. The manufacturing process really in more ways than one.
Did you run into any issues when putting this formulation together?
Yeah, not really. It was a pretty simple one. The only thing I guess really of note is that the Colodet Cocoa, it is supplied as a viscous liquid. It has a kind of hazy appearance, but it's highly concentrated. I think it's around 60% solid. Mm-hmm. So it can become an immobile paste depending on the storage conditions.
Okay.
But if you warm it just a little, you can stick it in the hot box, just let it get to around 30 or 40 C.
Yeah.
And it'll become fluid again. So when it's in that liquid state, it can be added to the batch cold process.
All right. Seems pretty easy.
Definitely.
I see the HBS in there, and that's an interesting ingredient. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Hemp seed oil, all the rage. So
yes.
The Colteric HBS comes from hemp seed oil. So it is kind of a cool way to add that ingredient without having to add an actual oil, mm-hmm. which would introduce clarity and stability challenges. So you can
right.
add that on your ingredient list without the hassle. But the purpose really here in this formulation is to boost viscosity, kind of like an amide mm-hmm. would do, but it's DEA free.
Okay.
This is a viscous shampoo, but we didn't add any amide or salt to achieve that.
So is this a salt-free formulation?
It's not salt-free because the ingredients aren't entirely salt-free themselves, but it's mm-hmm. a no-salt added
okay.
formulation.
All right. And the Colteric HBS is the cannabis imidapropyl hydroxysultane. So this formulation is it a clear liquid?
Yes, it is clear.
I want to talk about the fragrance. I really enjoy this fragrance also. It's the Lush Pomegranate fragrance, too. It's really light. It doesn't smell super fruity.
I was going to say, I also like this one because it's not overly fruity.
Yeah.
It's still kind of a sweet one.
Yeah, I saw pomegranate and then I thought, it doesn't smell like pomegranate, really, but it smells really good. And I just keep smelling, what does it smell like? But I really enjoyed it. And again, it's not overpowering.
Pomegranate seems to be a favorite. Every time I use any type of pomegranate fragrance and someone walks through the lab, they always comment on it.
Pomegranate in general is super popular. I enjoy really eating the pomegranates.
The pomegranate forever.
They're so delicious. I could eat several in a day. So are there any preservatives or anything in this formulation?
So let's see. The surfactants, yes, the surfactants all come preservative free, but we do add a preservative to the formulation, of course. Not having any preservatives in those surfactants gives you that flexibility to choose your own. We're using the sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate. So that does require the formulation to be at a pH below 5.5 for that to for that to work.
Now, also, we have the polysugarquat TM8610P in this formulation, and that's the polyquaternium 77. Did I say that right?
Perfect.
What is this this ingredient doing in the formulation?
That is our conditioning aid. So it gives nice lightweight conditioning that won't build up on the hair. It is bio-based, mild. We have a few grades in the polysugar coat line with different amounts of conditioning versus foam. So the TM8610P is lighter conditioning, mm-hmm. higher foam.
Okay.
So if you wanted to increase the conditioning, you could switch to another grade in that line easily.
Now, we're using the Colloidic Cocoa in this formulation. Why would we be using that instead of something like the Shuganate 160 and C?
That is a great question. We do love our Shuganate. It's 100% bio-based. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, why not use it in a high bio-based shampoo? This wasn't formulated for mildness. The Shuganate is, you know, completely non-irritating, sulfate-free. This is a sulfate shampoo. Part of the cocoa blend is the sultane and the glucoside, which is going to, you know, help bring down irritation. And there are further ways to increase mildness if that's the goal.
Yeah.
You could incorporate Shuganate into this formula and it would increase mildness. But this was created to be a high foam formulation.
All right.
Which is why we use the Colloidic Cocoa.
That makes sense. Okay. So I've tried this and I thought that it did produce quite a bit of foam.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say?
Yeah, I really like this one. It's definitely one of our higher foaming formulations. And I felt like it left the hair clean, but not like overly stripped.
Yeah, that's the worst when I use something and it just strips it so bad. I can't even get a brush through my hair. Mm-hmm. You know, you almost have to pile on conditioner. So definitely didn't experience that very much at all. All right, so this is formulation 1063, the 90% bio-based shampoo. It is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Visit colonialchem.com/formulations and thank you for joining us.